Day.
Good morning. Good morning to you too.
Is everyone
good fine? Morning, Chair.
Hey!
Good morning, Chair.
Welcome. It's Honorable Van Minden. We have not seen you in a while.
Yes, no, no. Section 104 has been keeping us busy, eh?
Oh, all right. And Ubanu Kwabe. Kunangzo acknowledge as the
one. Honorable Tengwa, the Kwabe is representing the SIO.
Oh, okay. All right. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
All right. Colleagues, we're going to start at 10:30. There's correspondence I'm sending to you now. And you will make what you make of it. Yeah, so send it now. But we'll start shortly at 9:30. All right, colleagues, good morning.
Good morning, Chairman. Morning. How are you?
No, I'm fine. Konong pass. I'm sorry. I'm in the office in Babusonia. All right. All right, colleagues, good morning and welcome to I think we'll have a very short meeting today given the developments which I'm about to explain. But let me start off by thanking colleagues for our oversight visit last week following the petition received by the NCOP that was sent to us, and we finally went to Maselonyane. Well, we saw what we saw.
Recording in progress.
So I would like to thank colleagues for that oversight and trust that everybody had safe travels back, and we are all good. So this is, of course, the first time we're meeting in this term. We also at the APEC conference 2 weeks ago. And so this is our first meeting. We had wanted to prioritize the meeting with the Minister of Higher Education and Training to deal with the investigation we had directed must take place insofar the National Skills Fund is concerned, given that long history of problems at that institution. So the meeting was scheduled for June. And then shortly ahead of that meeting, the National Assembly Programming Committee directed that we suspend all meetings because they scheduled sittings of the House in the time slots in which we would have had that meeting. And in earlier correspondence, the minister then had asked for another date. So fast forward, on the 18th of August, so 10 days ago, I dispatched a letter to the Minister of Higher Education and Training, which was acknowledged, scheduling the meeting for today. Then over post our visit to Maselonyane on Friday, the committee secretariat was at pains trying to locate the department and the ministry to make sure that we receive the presentation and documentation on time, an exercise which carried over into the weekend, and I can say now an exercise in futility. Tried to find them yesterday and there was simply no response from the ministry or the department. And then this morning at 7:42, a letter arrived signed off by the minister, letter whom which I have now shared with members, indicating that the minister is not available and that he's in Indonesia for a conference. I find this to be undermining parliament generally and this committee specifically. The letter was sent on the 18th of August. I doubt that the minister just woke up and realized that he had to go to Indonesia. This could have been communicated prior, and we could have utilized today as a committee for other work, given that our schedule is packed and the fact that the term is very, very short. So this kind of behavior I find to be very rogue, and I do not think it is consistent with the kind of professionalism which should characterize the work of the executive, and particularly in managing the relationship between the executive and the legislature. I think it is a dereliction of duty, it is reckless, and it's irresponsible, because the problems at the National Skills Fund are there for everybody to see, and the decision of the committee that an investigation must take place was not made in a vacuum. It was in the context of the gravity of the problem. And so to receive a letter now this morning, in fact, as I'm saying, the correspondence of the 18th was acknowledged. It could have been communicated then. I don't think we are that difficult as a committee that when diaries of the committee and the executive clash to the extent that it's impossible to meet, that we're not flexible to find alternative dates. So colleagues, that's the matter. The secretariat sent me that correspondence this morning, correspondence which I've shared with you now, that the minister is suddenly in Indonesia. So I thought I should give that background and summary, and I know that the content advisor has sent through a briefing notice as well, just detailing where we are with the National Skills Fund matter. So colleagues, over to you. Honorable Van Minen.
Thank you, Chair. So this is a new laptop, so I'm still getting used to it. There we are. I really want to agree with everything you've just said. I think it is, frankly, very disrespectful of Parliament and of this committee, as well as the many, many students who depend on the National Skills Fund for this meeting not to be able to go ahead at the last minute, when in fact, as you said, the correspondence was sent on the 18th. So I really do want to support you when you say that, and I really do think that we should note that this is problematic, that it in fact delays our entire schedule and is a waste of our time when we have plenty of things we need to be investigating. And we need to make it very clear that when this committee is investigating something, it really has to take precedence whenever possible. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Honorable Van Minen. Honorable Somya.
Thank you very much, Chair. The unsettling part, good morning, colleagues. The unsettling part from is the fact that the convening of the meeting was not a sudden thing. It has taken time. We have put time for us to attend this meeting. And you say that the letter was only received not even a day this morning that the minister is not available, which it should not be taken kindly. Though I think in appreciation of the fact that we'd have had a correspondence sent to them, is there any report beforehand that has been received? Have they sent any report to us for this meeting? And if not, that is still an indication that there was no preparedness to attend the meeting. Because the requirement is that when we meet whomever and invited in good time and matters are known, such matters ought to be tabulated clearly in terms of the report, which ought to be received by the committee in good time for us to reflect upon. Our weaknesses of accountability and making institutions account appropriately should not be encouraged through lack of a feedback, which would make us to prepare better for a meeting, including this kind of a meeting. So I want to propose that a correspondence signed off by yourself, Chairperson, should be written to the minister, setting up a new date, which is going to be indicative of the availability of such. But you need to preface that with our discomfort in terms of what we have experienced today, something which we won't tolerate. And therefore, if there's failure this time around, we'll have be forced to use other forms of making the minister accountable for what has been handled by ourselves to its own finality. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I hope I'm clear and loud.
We captured you there, Babsoma. All right, thank you very much. Honorable Hadebe.
Thank you, Honorable the Chairperson. My apology, I joined late, but I'm listening to the two speakers. I take it that we've received a letter this morning indicating that the minister is not available. What I'm not getting, Chair, please explain, including the deputy minister, is he not available? Secondly, the accounting officer, are they also not available? Why is it that when the minister is not available, everyone else is not here? Does it, this seeks to suggest that the minister is in the only one with the monopoly of knowledge and wisdom in relation to these issues? It can be, Chair. Can I just get clarity on that one? Also to concur with Honorable Somyo, whether or not there has been any presentation forwarded to us to interact with. If not, then that's a clear indication that they were not prepared to appear before us. But if those issues are presented and forwarded to us in terms of the report, and the accounting officer is present, then we can accept the letter. But if all of those people mentioned and the report and the documentation are not available, it's clear, Chair, it goes without saying, there was no willingness to start with to appear before us. And this matter ought to be dealt with in the manner that's befitting to the conduct as displayed by those that ought to account before the committees of parliament. Thank you, Chair.
And thank you. I'm just looking at the letter here, and to read from it, the minister says in the paragraph last but one, I request that the committee kindly propose an alternative date for me to appear before it. So the assumption therefore is that there's nobody appearing, one. But two, Babu Somyo was right. There is no documentation that we have received. In fact, since Friday up until late yesterday, the secretariat was the one chasing after the department, trying to find them to make a submission, and they were non-responsive. And the only correspondence then that was received was this morning at 7:42, which is the letter that has been sent. So as things stand now, I can only agree with you that quite clearly they were not prepared and not willing to attend this meeting, which is also, by the way, I reiterate, this is the second time that they've asked for another date on this matter. And when we met, we were supposed to meet in June. It was precisely because the programming committee asked us to cancel all meetings. So it's a trend. And I agree with Babu Somyo that we correspondence be sent and indicate to the minister that we reserve our right to subpoena him if he continues on this trajectory. But this is just totally unacceptable. So Honorable Hadev, that's where things stand now. They've asked for another date. And so quite clearly then the monopoly of wisdom is as you have outlined. So there any other, Babu Somyo, I see your hand up, or is it a historic hand?
It's a historic hand, Chair, though I would have wanted to follow up and check whether is there any time soon, maybe next week, to convene the same meeting with a minister. Even if it's an evening.
I think we're gonna have to consider an evening session next week, Wednesday. Sister Ben, please do look at that, because the committee, right, I'm just looking at the program of parliament. Next week is the Wednesday, the house. Okay, so we can meet next week, Wednesday, colleagues, the 7th. It's questions to the social services cluster. So can we convene this meeting at 18:30 on Wednesday next week? If colleagues are agreeable to that.
Sounds good. Sounds all right.
All right, so we'll meet at 6:30 next week, Wednesday, an evening session to deal with this matter. And in the meantime, correspondence will be sent through to the minister and the department, indicating our disquiet and displeasure at what is a dereliction of duty, and remind them that we do reserve the right to subpoena. And if it needs to be invoked, then we'll do so. But it can't be just a normality that every time a date is set, they want to cancel and cancel and cancel. We've just never had this kind of thing before. Other departments and ministers, if they're not available, they either send deputies or they give another date, not this open-ended thing that please reschedule and so on. It just smacks of undermining us, actually. So we will meet next week, Wednesday, colleagues. And then the one announcement, please note the report on the committee for the post office report that we had the oversight on, and the ESCOM oversight will be tabled in the House on the 8th of September. So please note that those reports will be on the floor of Parliament on the 8th of September. It's the report on the South African Post Office and the report of ESCOM, so which is next week, Thursday. Please note that colleagues then prepare accordingly. And tomorrow we are receiving a briefing on water related matters by the Auditor General, right, at 9:30. So, Kos, are there any other matters that you'd like to raise?
No, we're fine. We'll patiently wait for the 8th to deal with the Msimango report.
What is Msimango now?
Yes, so colleagues, let me thank you very much for that. And it's regrettable that a day which could have been used more constructively, more fruitfully, has been wasted by the Department of Higher Education and Training and the minister in the manner that they have. So we will convene this meeting next week, Wednesday at 6:30, and the committee will meet tomorrow to deal with water affairs, a briefing from the Auditor General. On that note, colleagues, thank you very much, and the meeting stands adjourned. Have a good day further.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah,